Relationships, Sex, Passion, with Dr. Lori Petito. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Welcome to Passion, a show all about love, sex, and relationships. Tonight on the program, alternative sex, which means we explore different ways that people express their passion for sex. And it's a regular feature here on Passion. Every month, you get to ask questions of our panel, our guests, Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. They have been here, coming here for quite a few years now.
We're going to start our third year with you.
You're
very patient with us.
We love having you. Hey, who else can I ask these questions of, you know? And especially in these times, right? We need answers, and for people who don't know what BDSM stands for, it's bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, or submit, domination, and submission. Bondage, submission.
Or master slave.
Right. All of that stuff. And now, pretty much Canada has heard about BDSM.
Yeah, but not in a good light. This is where I have a problem.
Well, they did, but then after the book, now we have.
So 50 Shades put it in a print in an erotic light, right? And then, of course, the whole Jan Gomeshi fiasco.
Well said. Because the bottom line is, if it's not consensual, it's not BDSM. And even if you've negotiated, yes, I want to do this, and during it you don't want to do it anymore, and they don't stop, it's not BDSM.
It's assault.
It's now assault. Right. That's what a safe word is for, is so that during the act, the person doing it knows that they have your consent.
Enthusiastic consent, I like to say.
Yes.
Well,
it has to be, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to.
They'll say yes, but there might be a little trepidation at some point. But yes,
it depends if that's part of the game or not.
Exactly. Okay. And that's why the safe word is something other than no, because sometimes part of the game is saying no when, you know.
Right.
But that's, if you can't stop it, it's assault.
I did a bit of research about the case of this gentleman. And at beginning, if you remember on his Facebook, he got this thing about somebody trying to blackmail him.
That's right, right.
And I could see that a lot of BDSM community tried to get like, what, somebody is doing this to one of our own?
Right.
And then,
as if he had come out as one of the, yes, as one of, as part of the community.
Even I was going, okay, should I write something on the website and stuff like this? And then
aren't
we
you
heard.
Glad you didn't?
Well, yeah, because.
You know what? It's always a fear if you are a dominant person in BDSM that you're going to have someone that turns around and their, you know, Aunt Lily finds cuffs in their house and suddenly it was non-consensual and you're talking about it. You know, and it's always a fear when, you know, that you know, there's trust goes both ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, you certainly need to trust somebody before you let them put you in cuffs. But that person who's putting you in cuffs also has to trust you, which nobody ever thinks about.
Right. Because it could be turned against you.
It could be turned against you.
I mean, that case with the when that person died.
That was basically a
game gone bad.
Yes.
At some point. But something wasn't being followed, right? The rules of BDSM weren't being followed.
I have a huge problem with that one, because when you do stuff like this, there's some unwritten rules. You never leave alone your partner. Mm-hmm. If he or she's being tied up.
Or incapacitated. What if there's a fire?
You have to be there. In this case, it's very stupid. He went to the dépanneur to get something to eat and come back 15 minutes gone. She was dead. Right. You don't leave them alone.
Right. End of story.
End of story.
That's just a rule. Yeah.
And it's a stupid accident. She shouldn't be dead.
That was it. Something gone wrong. That's exactly where the dangers lie, even if they had started out as a game, consensual and everything.
Because, listen, right? you may imagine thing. If you want to make a believe that to your submissive or your partner that you're not there, you know, blind their eyes, put something in their ear, and do like you see in the movie, the boom, boom, and you go away, but you stay there, and you pretend. You have to stay there. It's a matter of life and death. I'm sorry, but clear like this.
It's safety. Safety first. If you have questions about the practice of BDSM, Pierre and Catherine are always welcome your questions. 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800. So what have been the developments it just in your community? Oh, because we've seen this story now evolve, and he was arrested, and like, so we have this whole thing rolling out, and there has to be repercussions in your community.
Big one, because he tried to play the card like, you know, I'm being blackmailed and poor me. People try to get on his side quickly, but people don't like to be lied to.
Right.
Or make fool of.
Right.
So right now I can tell you that most BDSM community are against Monsieur Gomeshi.
They're pissed off.
Yes, I would not say it, but yes.
They're distancing themselves. They're saying, you know, that's not the same
thing. So that's what's happening, right? That's, the community is distancing themselves from that, saying that what he is saying he's doing is not what we practice.
Exactly.
If he was a real BDSMer, I mean, we would be the first one to come out and say everybody has the right for their own sexuality and the way they want to express this. Mm-hmm. You introduce your show the same, exactly like this. You know, the people express their sexuality
in different ways.
But in this case,
the sad part is he might have thought that this is somehow consensual.
I hope
in his
not.
Brain.
Please, I hope not.
That would make him pretty.
Well,
he's
you
a
know
journalist.
What?
Dumbass. You know,
come on. It's dumbass, but you'd be surprised how many people think that they don't need to negotiate, that it's somehow just going to be okay and real sexy if they do it. Well, it's not.
Or they don't need a safe word.
But then that's why he's not part of the community, because if he was, that would not be an option.
Well, you know what? Yes, I agree. He is not part of the community. I don't call what has happened BDSM. But even in the community, it's sometimes hard to negotiate. For some people, like, it takes away the magic. I don't want to know what you're going to do to me. Well, you know what? Sometimes you need to know if these kind of things are okay.
Okay, but let's look at the acts that were allegedly committed, right? So talking about punches in the face. You're talking about choking till almost fainting.
Well, choking
can
come under breath play. Sometimes that is consensual. But I have never in all my years heard of someone who wanted to be punched in the face.
Right.
You know, there's bruises, there's things you have to explain. And that's not a safe place to hit anyone.
You have to negotiate this first. You don't happen say, oh, we're going to make love for the first time. And, oh, by the way, and boom,
Right. Or even saying, I like it rough. Well, the person who is on the receiving end could mean very different things.
Exactly.
You know, and now there's all of these victims coming out. I'm sure about how many now. But there's,
he's being charged.
Well, he has been charged. Yeah,
and yeah, he's charged, and that tells me that there's at least some evidence in weight.
Right.
I'm really interested to look and hear the trial. I think it's going to be a circus.
Yeah,
and I'll probably be watching.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the defense and how it all unfolds.
We hear about more and more people that are famous getting in trouble like this. Is this something that goes with, you know, I'm so well known,
is there something in the water? Well, yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a lot of narcissism.
We should do the same,
no. Yeah, it's quite a bit of narcissism. Anyway, coming up, I do want to, you know, you do get sometimes in the people who practice this get accused of being quote-unquote sick, okay?
Well, yeah,
we got a text message that actually says that, but I want us to address that,
yes,
okay? Because that's really important, and
let's
just, well, it's about tolerance and acceptance, but it's also about information and getting that and a little bit of knowledge. Tonight we're talking about alternative sexuality and most importantly BDSM, bondage, discipline, sadomasochism, or bondage, dominance, submission, master, slave, whatever you want to call it. We will continue this and you can participate as well right here on Passion on CJD 800.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Yes, let's talk about alternative sex or BDSM. So how do you address the whole idea or the belief from people, because I'm sure you get this not just here but anywhere else, that this practice is a sick practice?
We don't address it.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Well, you want to talk to these people too.
Let's address something.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I've always got something to say.
Of course.
You know, sex by its nature is dominant and submissive.
Just think of the missionary position.
Right. You know, there's something very primal about it. It's you know what, we are thinking beings, so it needs to be consensual. But what two consensual adults do, mm-hmm. who the hell are you to say anything? You know, what's sick, what's not?
It's their business.
It's their business.
I guess people wonder, first of all, people think that anything that is what they don't practice is kind of sick, right? Or anything that is outside of the norm. Right.
Exactly. Well, you know what? A lot of people do different things in BDSM. And,
okay.
And, you know, they just, you know, it's missionary, but he's holding her down a little bit. He's holding her wrists.
Sorry, that's BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a mild form.
Yeah, it's a mild form.
But nobody starts off with a dungeon.
Right.
You know, that's the thing is people look and they go, oh, well, look at them. Well, you know, you don't start off with a dungeon. You start off with your first little paddle. Mm-hmm. You start off with the
majority of people who, you know, especially when you watch the extreme forms of it, it can feel like, wow, that's way out there, right?
But
that's
way
past my comfort zone.
But when you talk about the extreme, often these are movies. Remember, right. Movies, yeah. It's not real. It's actors doing stuff. The blood you see is fake. The strike is...
But it's also, look at it, it depends if you have somebody who is really into it. It's like, you know what? I see a cyclist. You know what? I ride my little bicycle, right? I don't have all those fancy clothes and I don't have mm-hmm. the slick little, you know, 2-ounce bike and I don't have a racing bike. To me, they look pretty extreme.
Right.
What they do.
Right, right.
You know, it's the same idea.
That's interesting.
They don't start off with that fancy bike and all into it. This happens over years. It's a normal thing.
And you mentioned about everybody. I have a survey here done by the Canadian Living magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And just to tell you, it's mid-2014. 33% of people have tried bondage.
Wow, that's a third.
That's a third. 30% of people have tried role play.
I bet you it's more than that.
So it's not just a few nutcase that do these things. Okay, consider us nuts because we don't hide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you want me to call me sick? Okay, I'm a happy sicko.
You know what? One of the reasons come out and I talk about it is because I knew I was like this before the internet.
Right.
So I knew that there was something that stirred in me when I, you know...
Mm-hmm. Did you ever question though? Did you ever
absolutely.
Wonder why?
I thought, oh my God, what's the matter with me? Why on earth would a you know, a rape scene mm-hmm. excite me? What's the matter with me?
Right.
And you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to be.
Did
raped.
You ever did you ever dig deeper to see if it was related to any kind of trauma?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
For sure.
I mean, I think that
there's always something in everybody's past that they can go, it was this or it was that.
Well,
or...
it's something that might have pushed you into one direction or another direction.
Usually the example I give for this is colors. People prefer a color over another one. There's a reason for this. You know, you prefer blue because you remember something out when you were outside. It was a beautiful day. And for you, blue represent happiness. It could be the same thing.
I'm a cineast, which means that I have cross senses.
What do you mean?
Okay, so when I hear sounds, I actually see colors at the same time.
That's so weird.
And yeah, it is. And
see, that's weird.
That actually is. And it's something that I also like when I smell something, I can taste at the same time. And yes, wow. Think about that. It's good and bad.
Oh wow!
I just
realize what you just said. Yeah.
Yeah, and things like I have cross senses. This is how most people are. Well, everybody's born, and you lose it when you're about three. I have more paths in my brain than
mm-hmm. Interesting.
Regular people.
Wow.
But you know, I like to think it just makes me more.
The joke I could
is that
make.
Why? Yeah, there's many jokes.
People I could get make. In trouble.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know. It's not. It's okay.
So you think that has led you to?
I don't know. I think it's led me to knowing that I kind of go to my own drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I always knew there was something different. I didn't know what it was called or anything until I was well into my adulthood.
What's wrong about being different?
And I just knew I saw the world differently than other people.
Mm-hmm. And but you know, the way we see the world, which is interesting you say that, you realize you saw the world differently. is influenced by many factors, whether it's this thing that you have with the sense, cross senses, whether it's a family background or a history of something, whether it's a trauma you experienced, whether it's abuse or loss or anything.
And if you look through history, I am not the only person like this, because one of the things is colors influence moods. Like blue is usually sad, and red is mad, and yellow is coward, and white is purity, and black is evil, or Darth Vader, and you know, and I don't know how it all ties in exactly, but.
But it does.
It does.
Somehow.
It does.
Somehow. Yes, if you have questions like I do, I always have questions for you, then please call in or text in 514-800, or you can call in at 514-790-0800. You're listening to Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, BDSM, we do this every month. We have Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com. Why do you think, you were telling me off air before that, you have the a record number of visits to your website?
Well, I'm trying to figure this out.
I think people are questioning what BDSM is with this whole Gian Gomeshi thing.
Right.
You know, it's consensual and I think it's put some question in people's minds.
Right.
Are we a bunch of rapists walking around pretending to be consensual? No, we're not.
Right.
You know?
I guess it brought the term is out there, and now people want to know, okay, what the hell are they talking about?
Actually, I read an article where they were saying that things like BDSM and stuff like this, it's considered now normal, mainstream.
Mainstream. Well, so is that a problem? Is that not a problem? We have to see what that's all about, right?
I don't know what to think about this. BDSM mainstream.
Right. The whole point is you didn't want it to be mainstream. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go to Karen on the line. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
That I want to hate F you. I had never heard that expression before.
Right.
And is that part of this BDSM thing?
No, we can't say it on air, actually. He said to one person he worked with, I want to hate F you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which it's an expression that he
might have made it up, because I never heard it.
There you go.
That's what I wanted to know, because I thought, Jesus. That wouldn't turn me on.
Well, no. I mean, you know what? There's a long ways from Mr. Gray, isn't it? From Christian Gray to that guy.
Did you read the
50 Shades of Gray?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not interested. Sorry.
No problem.
I have an imagination of my own.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
That's good.
That's good.
Way to go, Karen.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Crap, yeah.
Some people might say that, yes. Entertaining as it was.
Yes.
Again, I just wonder if you look back in your in your records to see if when that book came out, did you get more hits then? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
is it because people are questioning more
it's
and more?
We get hits from all over the world. So it really depends on, sometimes there'll be something going on in Europe and we'll start to get a bunch of hits and stuff, and we don't understand why, because it's actually a bilingual site.
It's like here, we have the thing with this gentleman. Mm-hmm. But if something is happening locally and let's say in Paris, we won't know about it, but it's going to increase the visitor we have.
Right.
Because right now we have about 60-65% more French visitor than English.
Huh. Okay.
So yeah.
So you're not just getting them from Quebec, you're getting them
place. No, that is great.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a site that has information on it. So if people are looking, BDSMCircle.com is the place to go. If you have questions for Pierre and Catherine, give us a call here at 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800. I'm Dr. Lori Petito, and this is Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
BDSM tonight on the program, and Gray, one of our regular texters, right? You called? He calls himself Gray, the first one.
If he's a billionaire, come then on. Yes, call Catherine's... the air, please. We'll talk.
Catherine said she called. 514-790-0800, or you can text us at 514-800. Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com join me every month, and lots of things to talk about and questions, lots of questions. People have lots of questions about this, and this is evidenced by how many people visit your site, of course.
Well, yeah, and but the thing is, strangely enough, for years we had the same question coming like a wave.
Okay.
Now things are changing a bit, and I'm not sure where it's heading right now. We have younger and younger people writing to us.
I wanted to talk to you about that.
And it's a problem.
Yeah, because I did get one young man writing to me, asking me about the practice and saying he wanted to try and where should he go. And I responded, and I remembered something you had said a while back about why it's not a good idea to introduce this so early in your sexual life, is because you don't know much about your sexuality.
You don't know what you like. You have to know the vanilla
before you get to the extreme.
Don't go that far. Just think about a relationship. Before you know what is a relationship based on exchange of power, you have to know what is a relationship,
right?
A normal, regular relationship.
Right.
The problem you have with one, you know, the good things about it.
How to communicate properly in a relationship.
I mean, right now, one of the things we see, and Catherine and I are witness to this way too often, no communication.
Right.
We always say to people, negotiate. Don't stop negotiating. Always negotiate.
There is something about submissives or that they'll want the dominant to just know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
They'll want the dominant to come in and just do their fantasy and throw them down the way they want to be thrown down and do everything. Well, that's impossible. They can't read minds. And sometimes this stuff is really uncomfortable to talk about, but if you don't, it's a lot worse when it's happening. I mean,
well, I think what I'm hearing anyway is that what happens in a BDSM situation is there's a script that comes out that should be discussed or negotiated beforehand, or at least some kind of script.
It's not so much a script as
limits.
It's okay, like
well,
saying,
that's what I kind of mean.
Yeah, like you
what
know,
what are the parameters?
How are you with a gag? What about a ball gag? What about this type of gag?
Okay,
is there a problem?
I want to put a gag on you, but do you have a cold? Is your nose blocked? If I block your mouth and your nose is blocked, we have a problem.
Right.
These are stupid things to ask, but important things to ask.
Right.
Phobias,
you know. Some people don't like to have something around their neck. Don't put a collar on them,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right.
Put something tight or rope. So these are all things you have to ask if you want to know. And the problem is some people do things without asking.
And I still worry about youth again, you know, youth getting involved in
know,
this before they
I
know
really
much
worry
about themselves.
About it too, because when they write us, if we know they're underage, we
cannot
can't answer them. And we'll tell them, I'm sorry.
You don't
sorry.
Even answer them at all.
Well, we'll say, we're sorry, you're too young. We can't talk to you.
Okay.
And that's because they're not at the age of consent,
right.
and we can't talk to them. I don't want to be of any influence.
Right, good.
It's a matter of conscience.
That's responsible. Yeah,
But you know, my heart goes out to them because I know, when I was very young, I had these leanings, and I was all alone, and there wasn't an internet, and you looked around, and
could get in trouble.
You know, mm-hmm. and I did some very risky things.
Just by experimentation, because you couldn't have the information.
Exactly.
But people have, even young people can have access to your website. They just can't talk to you.
No.
Or you can't talk to them.
Well, we say on the website you have to be 18 and over.
Right, yeah. As if people
obviously
listen to that.
It stopped the young people from coming, you know.
Right.
But we don't want to say you need a credit card or something like this. We want to have the information out there. We want people to think, because this is, the website is there to give information, but what we want to do is to make them think.
Right.
Yes, it's nice to know about safe word. It's nice to know about no hit zone. Think about what it really means, a safe word, what it really means, a no hit zone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we want people to think. It's not just go, okay, mm-hmm. you know?
You do that very well, Pierre.
Practice.
514-800 if you'd like to text in. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and you wanted to talk about coming up to the holidays, is you know, off giving a gift of kink.
Catherine,
you have some real feelings about this.
Well, pretty much don't unless you know that it's going to be very well received. Make sure when you're giving it to the person that it's something they are already wanting and liking. It's not your Christmas gift you're giving them. So don't give the little tiny slinky thing to your wife that she's, you know what?
That goes the same for lingerie and things like that.
Absolutely.
Too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's not for her. It's for the person.
Exactly.
It's for the partner.
And that's, you know what, too, is when it's opened, make sure it's not, you know, the kids aren't around and...
Yeah, be logical a bit about it.
Explain what's that whip for, mommy? Yeah. You know,
yes,
right.
It's not the time to try and buy a present for your partner to introduce them into BDSM. And sadly, every single year we'll get at least one or two letters saying, "Uh-oh, now she's against it forever. What'll I do?
She doesn't want to have sex with me anymore.
She was kind of liking it, and then I went and you know." Bought her the whole
took it too far.
Whips and chains and stuff, and she opened it in front of grandma.
Even if she hadn't opened in front of grandma,
exactly.
You know, he might have taken it just a little too far.
Well, it's not necessarily a Christmas or a holiday gift.
It's not appropriate. Okay.
And
so it's not the time you would introduce that kind of gift.
No,
there's
not,
things you can buy as half a joke or, you know, serious to see the reaction. That's cool. You buy a set of handcuffs with Minou. I don't know if you say this.
Like little kittens.
Kittens, you know, the fur on it and stuff. Yeah, and they may laugh
at it.
Those
are gag gifts, though. You know, I've gotten people that. I remember Licenza once had this, like, big sale, and they had these like crops, but they were bedazzled. They were gorgeous, and they were like, I don't know, they were like liquidating them. And I bought a bunch, and I give them away as gag gifts, like for people's birthday. Or blindfolds or things like that.
Yeah.
You know that you that people wouldn't necessarily like. I'm talking about vanilla people who wouldn't get it for themselves.
Do you know how many people? You know, it just starts off a little bit.
Sometimes this is how to start, but...
A blindfold or you just a little bit of fantasy. And you know what happens is when they start, everybody, both of you, feel silly.
Right.
Okay? Because, you know, he's wearing the cop hat.
Right.
Right?
Oh, especially when you're play acting something.
Exactly.
Like when you're role playing.
So you start, but, you know, you start the role playing and if you can just, you know, get, you just keep doing it and... Within a little while, you're there.
Or not. It may not be for you. It may not be something that works for you.
But it's a good one to try.
It's not going to be the second usually that it happens. Sometimes it takes a few minutes to get into it. You got to give it that chance.
Well, you go slow, which is something we talk about in my book, which is why you're mentioned in the book, right?
Your wonderful book, yeah.
The Sex Bible for People Over 50.
It's a beautiful book. Buy the book.
Thank you.
Wonderful Christmas gift. Buy the book.
All right. After that, thank you. We will continue to have this discussion. Pierre and Catherine of BDSMCircle.com right after this.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Tonight on the program, Pierre and Catherine from BDSM Circle join me. That's a website, bdsmcircle.com. If you have any questions, all your answers will be found on that website. I'm pretty sure there is how many pages now? 1,000 something?
with all the sections and stuff.
Yeah. Lots and lots and lots of pages of that. So if you have questions, 514-800 to text them in. We got one text. Maybe you can answer this one, Catherine. What is the difference between a submissive and a slave? That's a good question.
Well, first of all, they're labels. So they're labels. It's used within the BDSM community. And
right, because you wouldn't want to be a slave otherwise.
No.
Okay.
No. This is a consensual sexual slave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Normally, a person who identifies as a slave is a bit more extreme. They think they have less of a choice, less of a right. Okay. They want to give up more rights to their dominant than a submissive would.
Okay.
So, for instance, they might want their money controlled.
But that sounds way outside of the realm of sexuality.
Well,
like I don't understand how that
it's
is
a whole
related.
Lifestyle for some people.
So, for some people, they live and breathe it every
Absolutely.
Minute of every day.
Well,
Yes, they do.
On the side of men, many men dream of having the 24/7, you know, where
slave?
They, to be, well,
but
no,
you know
we could
what?
Say
sounds
with this
terribly
term.
Misogynistic.
Is proudly
yes,
brought
but
to you.
There's also, you know, a whole genre that, for instance, will do the 50s lifestyle. Where you have a male dominant and a female that typically she stays at home, she looks after the kids, he goes to work, he cuts the lawn, she takes out the garbage, she
okay,
cooks.
What's the difference between that and somebody who's just extremely sexist?
Well, maybe, but because the difference is these two people both want this.
Okay.
That's the difference. This isn't someone who's being subjugated and made to stay at
against
home
their
and you
will.
Can't
no,
have
no.
a career and you can't. No, this is someone who's like, I'm taking on this role. This is who I am.
Okay.
And for some people, they want to be in any relationship, there's someone who's going to be more dominant and someone who's going to be more submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to take that to more of an extreme. And if you think about it, even if, you know, if you have a regular vanilla couple, and one is more dominant, they may be more dominant in sex, but they're also going to be more dominant in everything.
Other areas. I actually knew one guy who, he says, I want to marry somebody who's just going to be a housewife. Well, not just, but who's going to be a housewife and who's going to have my kids and who's
friend.
Not going to work.
I have a friend who did that years ago. Now we're older, but this is the way it was. He would work and she would stay home to raise the kids. And this is the way they negotiated this thing.
Well, sometimes that gets negotiated just fine. Like, that, you know, sometimes when once you have kids, even if a person is a career woman or may say, you know what, I want to stay home. Like,
yep.
this is a choice.
Sure.
We can afford to do it. So one of us will stay home. Sometimes it's the guy that stays home. But what I was saying is that this, you know, like this person was out looking for someone like that. And he found someone who was in total agreement
Excellent.
To be that kind of
like
wife.
That.
There you go.
I don't know too many people like that, but I'm assuming
he negotiated
there are.
And he went out and got what he wanted.
And
I bet you they're both a lot happier because they did find each other. They found the match.
They got divorced.
No.
Oh.
Okay.
In the end.
But remember, we're talking about submissive women here and a dominant man, but the opposite exists. We have men who want to submit, and it's called basically gynarchie. It's a a philosophy where men believe that women are a superior race in some way. So
female supremacy.
Female supremacy.
And there's
a whole what, movement
on the internet.
Like
there's a whole section about this on the specialized website and stories.
Really?
Yeah.
I will often get female worshippers.
Okay.
Female worshippers, and they'll be, you know, oh, it's just because I'm a woman, and I actually kind of think, well, no, it's because I'm special. It's not because I'm a woman. But
but really, it's because you're a woman.
Yeah.
Right. Interesting. There's so many branches. It's like every time I talk to you, there's more stuff to learn and more stuff to learn.
Yeah,
I've
done this.
If you just look at cross-dressers.
Yes.
People think, oh, they cross-dress. That's it. There's like dozens of little sub-things.
Right, variations.
Cross-dressing.
Variations. There's some that want to look like a boy. There's...
Right. You're right. There's a spectrum of behaviors. We have a few minutes left, so if you have questions, send them right in, 514-800. You're listening to Passion on CJD.
You're listening to Passion with Dr. Lori Petito, the podcast. Hear the show live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD 800.
Pierre and Catherine are here of BDSMCircle.com. Every month we do a feature, Alternative Sex. We've been doing this for about 3 years now, so they join us every month. Here's a question. What does it mean if I like to be humiliated?
You're touching a big, big thing here.
Oh, yeah? too big to address in 3 minutes?
Okay, let me make this quick. Humiliation is mental
Different
pain.
For everybody.
Mental pain. It's like... Usually in S&M, we use physical pain,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big rule here. It has to be sexual. It has to be in a certain...
It can be really hot if it's done right.
Yeah, but...
the pain you're talking
The pain,
about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But humiliation is mental pain.
Okay.
And for some people, it has the same
and
effect.
And it's absolutely different for everybody.
Yep.
When you talk to somebody, you really need to know what is humiliation for them.
Okay.
For one person, it could be... being seen naked. For another person, it could be having to walk behind you in a grocery store while you grab everything,
okay.
and he's in the cart pushing the cart behind. It can be totally different for different people. And
but you have to be careful.
It can be really fun, but you have to be careful with it.
Because you're always close to what we call triggers.
Like triggers, like psychological triggers. Yes. From the past.
Well, you're playing with the psychological.
See, it is related. I believe it's related to something in somebody's history.
For sure.
Right?
Well, it's always, just right now in the society we live in, things are crazy. People react to it by doing something weird stuff,
mm-hmm.
doing sport or doing different sexuality. I'm always saying, and this is a personal opinion that I've got, if we had a perfect society where everybody felt respected and everybody was happy and stuff.
And no dysfunctional families.
No dysfunctional. I don't think kink would exist at all.
You know what?
That's a very interesting theory, actually.
Well,
very interesting theory.
I believe
because
in it.
Media, I think it would, because there's so much influence now. I was watching the Space Channel, and I had it on most of the day, and I saw 7 different references in one day on the Space Channel during the daytime hours to kink, including commercials with The Simpsons with the safe word. They had Castle talking about bondage. It's just
interesting, right?
So it's all over.
Crazy what now. You're saying, it's gone mainstream. But I happen to agree with Pierre that if we didn't have dysfunction, if we didn't have trauma, if we had complete respect and all of that, would we have people looking for something or connecting that kind of behavior to, like, I'm, you know what? I go with that theory.
A quick example.
Always somebody wants
this something. Guy worked for a company. He don't feel respected. He wants to be respected in bed.
Right.
Period. I mean, it goes as far as that.
Right.
With the opposite.
Right. It can be a very simple equation is really what you're saying.
Well, I made it simple.
Simple and not so simple. Because it's psychological. Yes. So nothing psychological is that simple. But anyhow, guys, we've done it again.
Too short. We need another hour.
You say that every month. Thank you guys for being here. If you want to get in touch with Catherine or Pierre, at bdsmcircle.com. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to James Farrar, Master Control. If you want to reach me, passion@cjad.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Lori Batito or on Facebook, same name, or my website at Dr. Lori. Did I say that? DrLori.com. And if you want to find out about my book, it's all there too.
Buy the book.
All right, guys, enough. So news is coming up next, followed by the CJAD Comedy Show. Have a great rest of the night. And please remember, life is short, so do take the time to smell the flowers and indulge your passions.
Listen to Passion with Dr. Lori Batito live weeknights 10 to 11 on CJAD and CJAD.com.